president's to represent me. I'm out for presidents to represent me. I'm out for presidents to represent me. I'm out for every other president to represent me. Hello, welcome to episode 4 of the Outsiders Podcast, formerly known as hashtag RNS with the BlackNerdsProblems.com website, launching in a couple weeks. I'm your co-host, Taj Williams, a.k.a. the Young Fly Grayson himself, and I'm here with...
Omar Holman, a.k.a. I don't need an a.k.a. that fly.
Ooh. What's going on with y'all? I'm here.
It's a hard week.
John Henderson.
Apparently he's here, man.
A.k.a. Scott Winters, a.k.a. Eeyore.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Be depressed.
So, we haven't been on for a month, you know, and the reason for that is because our co-host slash editor, he fucked it all up.
I botched it, my bad.
Yeah, in episode 3. But trust us, episode 3 was great, you know, but we want to skip from 2 to 4.
Alright, so just recap what we talked about in 3, because I don't remember.
Oh, we got real, man. We talked about some nerd dating, you know what I mean? We dropped some of the Boondocks a little bit. What else did we talk about?
I think the third episode might have been our best one, and I fucked it up. Man. My bad.
I dropped like 80 20-minute freestyles.
That was, yeah, true. It was real.
I was all kinds of instrumentals. I was rapping over happy birthday.
Yeah, we would have been out the hood right now. Had he not messed it up, we'd be out the hood right now. But, you know. No, things happen. Thanks, Henderson. Things happen.
I apologize.
Okay, but anyway, we're just going to jump right into it. Yes, let's revisit the discussion we had last episode, or the lost episode 3, of the Boondocks. Now, of course, the Boondocks came back a few weeks ago. Huey, Riley, Uncle Ruckus, Mr. Bitches himself, all came back. Aaron DeGruder, he's out. So, how did you guys like the first 2 episodes so far?
Yeah, man. That is perfect.
Oh my! I only seen the first one, and that's enough for me. That shit was awful. Like,
oh my gosh, that day.
I was just waiting for it to get funny. I was like, okay, maybe it'll pick up.
I thought I was all right with the first one. I was like, okay, Magruder's gone. Like, I see the first one, see what they're going for. I thought I chuckled at some bits. The second episode, I was like, when does this get funny? What am I watching right now? I was lost.
I mean, but in all fairness, the second episode was it was much funnier than the first one. It was like the first one was kind of just the damn Usher episode from season 2 rehashed all over again, and Chris Brown was throwing in it. Well, Pretty Fly Freezy or some shit.
Yeah, Pretty Boy Flizzy. Was it Flizzy?
Pretty Fly. I mean, well, I don't give a fuck about him or the episode, so yeah. But anyway, it was garbage.
Yes, and, it was.
This is the second episode. It wasn't bad, but it was still, like, not good.
What did you like about the second episode?
I like how they try to incorporate good times.
That was it?
I like it. That was, like, the only part I chuckled at, when they just start to say, easy credit layoffs, and then, like, good times! That got some chuckles out of me.
The only thing
Yeah,
go ahead.
Like we said, this is in the lost episode. My apologies once again. We said, is it going to have the Dan Harmon effect with Aaron Magruder leaving what he created?
It kind of did. You know, it's only 2 episodes in. You know, a lot of people are jumping off the ship already.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know.
But, and that's all it took for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. too. 2 episodes and we was out.
Oh, my goodness. And people were saying, oh, well, that's gotten better. We will never talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in a positive light. On this show,
I didn't get like episode 2. Like, I felt usually there's like some kind of like, you know, some kind of turnaround or something. I'm like, this dude just like, I'm not spoiler alert or whatever, but they had him like basically like sign himself over to slavery in order to like get his house back. And I'm like, what?
Yo, and like the episode kept getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
Like, it kept getting worse and worse for them. Like, not, you know, I mean, the episode was still bad, but I mean, it was getting worse and worse, like their situation and anything. There was like no positive resolution or anything. And how do you feel about Ruckus running for governor or some shit like that? That was kind of out of left field.
That was weird.
That was like really weird. Like, yeah, just to have, you know, a known racist pretty much running for, you know, higher office. That was, I don't know. It's just a weird season so far.
It was strange.
It's only 2 episodes. We'll give it to episode 3. We'll see where it goes from there.
So what did you like about the first episode?
Nothing.
I liked when Riley hit that little flip.
Oh, right. That's the only highlight.
I was like, oh, crap, he knows how to fight now.
Exactly.
Maybe. I hope so. Because it's like that's like the running joke of the show. It's like every time that you know they get into a fight or some shit, Riley always ends up getting his ass whooped.
Badly.
Badly.
That was.
I mean, it's like he's won some fights, but it's like barely. He's barely won.
I was hoping it was going to be a fight that episode, but I'm like, okay, it was just him turning out the light. But that was like the highlight of the episode for me.
Which is sad.
Yeah.
It is like, you know, maybe Aaron McGruder was onto something by not rushing these episodes out, yeah. You know, giving these 3-year gaps to actually let shit happen and let him spoof, you know, current events and everything. Maybe, you know, he was onto something. But I mean, you know, we won't, you know, hear from him again until Black Jesus, which is supposed to be airing on Adult Swim, God knows when, because we know how they do, you know, Black Dynamite and the Boondocks. You know,
you have to see Black Dynamite.
Amazing. You need to see that.
Man, you will probably never see Black Dynamite for at least another 2 years. I know they say it's supposed to come back this summer.
Yeah, I got time.
I don't buy that shit. I don't buy that shit. But Black Dynamite was incredible.
It was incredible. Yeah. It was.
All right.
Yes. Jesus.
So consensus on the first two episodes of the Boondocks?
I'm going to stick with it, but I'm not too optimistic about it turning around.
Omar?
If you remind me to watch it, I'll watch it. I could just easily forget that it was on. It's coming on tomorrow night.
Oh my God, I didn't even know.
Oh well.
Okay, well, I mean, moving on to the DC Universe, of course, with the 75th anniversary of The Dark Knight. They dropped a new animated movie, The Son of Batman. So, Omar, I know you watched it as well. How did you feel about the movie?
I feel like Batman should just be in the club with, like, a bottle of Henny and just being like, yo, I woke up in a new animated movie, like, because it just keeps happening to him. But it was all right. At least they brought Damien into the fold, but they changed history around. It was okay, but it had some issues with it. You know that sword fight he was having with Ubu? Dude's like 300.
Really speaking mind.
No, I'm talking about, right? He's like 300 pounds.
Yeah.
Damien's fighting him. He trips him up, then he kicks him across the room.
Yeah.
You're 10 years old. How you gonna kick 300 pounds across the room? I didn't. Nah.
Yeah.
I'm not buying that.
It was just a lot of. I would have felt better if they would have did the Dick Grayson Damian Wayne team up.
Yeah.
But I'm biased. So, but I mean, I thought
Says
it was
the young flying Grayson.
Right. I thought it was okay. I thought you know, of course, I thought Nightwing was incredible.
That was incredible.
I apologize, y'all. I did not do my homework for this week. I do not know what half the shit y'all are talking about.
You know, well, I mean, basically, it was the, you know, Talia and her thought ass, you know, came back. she dropped Damien off like, like they did Sutter from Boys in the Hood.
Right.
You know, like when she dropped him off at Laura Fitzberry's house. Like it was basically that same thing. Like, no, and the way it happened was like she was trying to seduce Batman,
yep.
And Batman was like, I'm not falling for this shit. And she right. pulled a curtain back, your son.
He's like, oh.
And he's just like, I'm like, young. It's like, if Bruce has one weakness, it's women. Like,
boom,
that's his kryptonite.
Remember though, she said, because in the comic book it happened that way too. Like, she slipped him something too. And he was like, you know, the way I remember it, you know, you freaking drugged me, made me do what you want to do. Was it all bad? He was like, no, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, though.
But I mean, this is Batman we're talking
yeah.
about. If Batman wanted to be drugged, he'll be drugged. So I believe that he was just like, oh man, you know, I really like this girl. But I mean, you know, that's always been his weakness, like, especially in Mask of the Phantasm, you know, going back a little bit, how he took this girl, this random girl down into the lair, was like, yeah, you know, I'm Bruce Wayne, but I'm also Batman, too. And I'm just like, you know, you haven't been dating her that long. Just chill out.
it's date two, son. Don't you think I should get to know
that? Like, it's bad enough that you're bringing all these orphans down into the lair and suiting them up, but now you're just bringing random women down here, too? It's just like, you know, just calm down a bit.
Yo, the only scene you need to see, Henderson, is when Deathstroke is there, He's trying to strong arm the scientists into some biological weapon they're making. They make the dude, his family has like a vegan dinner for him. Deathstroke just clears the table. He's like, oh, I hear eating meat makes you a savage. A vegan meal, this is nice. He just knocks over all the shit on the table and yokes him up. It's the most unnecessary part in the movie, but it's the best part of the entire movie. I promise you. You can just stop, watch it up until that point and you'll be satisfied. Trust me.
Well, alrighty then.
No, and I know we were talking about before we started recording, Omar, how the ninjas had weapons.
Yeah, can we talk about
they
that?
Had guns and they were letting an AK spray.
M16s.
Like, and dumping out the roof. They had an arrow Gatling gun. And it was just real crazy, fam. I'm like, how do you have all this?
How's he blocking shots, too? Right? I'm like, blocking bullets like nothing.
I was just looking at it. I was like, yo, show me the comic. Show me the comic where this happened. I thought Ra's al Ghul was going to play a bigger role.
You know, son got dusted.
He got dusted off quick with the quickness. He
got turned into beef jerky, kid.
But, I mean, you know, all in all, you know, Son of Batman wasn't, you know, that bad of a movie. You know, the DC animated universe as a whole, you know, is actually pretty successful, you know, compared to the live action.
They're thriving.
So, I mean, Omar, I know you've probably seen, you know, most of the DC animated. You know, where do you think they, you know, why do you think they're as successful as they are right now?
I feel like they stick to the book more or less in the animated ones. Like, they don't have to do any, like, Christopher Nolan type of remake, whatever. And that's kind of surprising to me, too. They'll tweak some things, but for the most part, it's really, like, straight from the book, and it's successful. Oh, except for, like, Flash Paradox, but we won't get into that, but I like Red. I don't even like Batman, but I like Under the Hood, man. That was good. That shit was solid.
That's my
me.
Favorite one. That's the only one I know.
I don't know if the only one that hit us is really.
Well, no, I mean I know there's another one. What's the one with Batman and Superman where Superman tries to take Batman down? Which one is it?
Oh, Dark Knight. Dark Knight.
Right? Yeah, Dark Knight.
Isn't that what they're basing off the new movie with Ben Affleck in?
More or less, yeah. But I mean, we know that's probably going to be a flop.
What?
But we'll get to that.
Ben Affleck is Batman. What could go wrong? Anything is possible if Ben Affleck's Batman. Come on, man.
Yo, it's like we live in a world where Pitbull gets paid millions of dollars to perform. And we have Ben Affleck as Batman. Anything is possible at this point, ladies and gentlemen. It's like, it's like the sky's the limit. Don't let anyone hold you back.
Oh my
it's
God.
Like we... But I mean, I don't. They really don't misfire much. I know there were a couple of movies. It was this one Green Lantern movie that came out after the Ryan Reynolds train wreck, where it was like multiple storylines. Like I think they were like telling like some new recruits some stories about, you know, Green Lantern adventures and stuff like that. That was kind of trash. Like, I didn't mess with that.
Oh, come on. I was about to say, I'm glad you mentioned it, not me. I liked that one. First Flight.
You liked that one?
First Flight was the one before a movie, I think. The one with Tales of the Green Lantern, of course. I liked that one a lot.
I like First Flight. I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was, like, the best, but I thought it was okay. There was this other Batman one. And it was like kind of, I guess, like an art piece. Mm-hmm. And it was at the beginning they were telling tales of how, you know, they seen Batman just like kids in the street. And they were like urban legends. You know which one I'm talking about,
I know what
right?
You're talking about. Yeah.
And each story was like kind of you know, depicting Batman in a different light. You know, sometimes he was a monster or he was like an action hero or something like that. And then at the end, something happened and a real Batman came through and start, you know, fighting crime and stuff like that. And, you know, gave all the kids a head nod, like, you know, was good.
Good, yeah. You saw that.
I forgot which movie that was, but I liked that part, but the rest of the movie was trash.
You just brought up all the trash, yeah. But that was trash.
I mean, that's what's coming to mind first, just the trash. But, I mean, it's fun. I liked Flashpoint.
What?
Really?
I like just seeing because the comics were, you know, not my favorite.
I was about to say the comics were ass.
Yeah, comics were bad. Ass. Okay. And but you know, nah, as far as making it interesting, you know, I would say Flashpoint did a good job.
Thomas Wayne was the best part of the comic one and the movie adaptation.
Oh yes, was he?
Yeah.
Oh
my goodness, I like him as Batman. Yes. I only like Thomas Wayne Batman. That's my favorite Batman right there. I'll say that.
That's right, because you actually hate.
I hate Batman. I like the Robin.
You're the only person in America.
In the world.
You are not patriotic, sir.
I don't mind that. You know what I mean? Call me a communist.
But then you say you don't like Superman?
I don't like Superman that much.
You say you don't like Captain America?
I love Captain America. How do you say that?
No, he's talking to me.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I was talking to Henderson, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's boring, but I mean, I don't have anything against him. Whatever. He's just not my favorite character.
You ain't wrecking him, though.
I will.
Go get his head knocked off.
Which up. Steve Rogers are we talking about?
I mean,
Skinny Steve? Fuck that
nigga. Nah, you know, Skinny Steve take a beating.
Try me one more time.
You're like, Skinny Steve will keep getting back up or whatever like that. But why didn't you like Flashpoint, Omar?
Why didn't I like it?
Yeah, why didn't
you? The voice acting was horrible, man.
Why do you say that? I thought it was okay.
Nah, it just felt like everybody was reading from a script. It just didn't feel authentic to me. I didn't really like the way it was drawn that much either. It seemed so cardboard cutout. It was like, all right, if it's not focusing around Batman, we don't know what the fuck to do. But we're going to try this anyway. But the things I did like about it were Thomas Wayne, Batman, because God body. And I like that Wonder Woman was vicious. She killing, killing kids. She killing lives.
Oh, my gosh.
She killing everybody.
Yes. And, another movie that I liked was Justice League Doom, which has to be, like, Tower of Babel was one of my favorite DC storylines. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't know what Tower of Babel is, it's basically Batman has a contingency plan to destroy the Justice League if needed to be, and someone gets their hands on it and, you know, tries to take them out one by one. Yep. I really enjoyed that one. I really enjoyed that one. You know, maybe I'm biased because, you know, like I said, it's my favorite story, but I thought that was really done well.
I thought Doom was probably the funniest one to me. I liked, it shows, like, it's a new 52 characters, but, like, Green Lantern and Flash were hilarious in that. And Shazam.
Oh, my God. Were they? Yeah.
Oh, my dude. Yo, when Shazam comes up to Darkseid, like, whatever your World of Warcraft name is, I was dead.
That's war.
That was that's my fault. Doom. My fault. I got him mixed up. I like Doom. War. My bad.
Yeah, I like War, too. War was, you know, New 52, DCU. I thought it was pretty done well, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't really like Cyborg in that one.
Nobody likes Cyborg, apparently.
They really spent a lot of time trying to get him, his origin done correct, and it was just terrible, and it took too long, and I didn't care about it at all.
Speaking of Cyborg, isn't there some new news Cyborg this week?
I believe we have an actor.
Or in recent weeks?
We have some actor with no hairline. Ray Fisher.
Ray Fisher, yeah.
Like, his hairline looks like a tidal wave fan. And it's like, you know, I kind of got offended when I seen, you know, who was casted. Because I was like, Henderson is at home. He's not doing shit. Like, Warner Brothers, cut him a check. You know, he's black. He played football.
I ain't doing shit.
He ain't doing a damn thing.
My hairline's better, too.
I know he was in the, I think, a Broadway play of Ali. That's where they got him from. I think he was in a couple more, too. Another one, Fetch Clay, Make Man, some other. It's unknown to me.
But I'm like, yo, Mark Cavill, Gal Gadot, Ray Fisher, where are they finding these guys? They're like nobody.
Oh, no. So
like,
who would you rather see as Cyborg?
I would rather see myself.
Too light skinned.
Right, I'm too light skinned, but hey, God willing.
I'd rather see my neighbor, son. I'd rather see Mystical as fucking Cyborg, yo.
Yo, they put me in blackface, yo. But I mean, it's like, I'm black. I'm already black. It's not really racist.
Oh, no, I'm about to say, you ain't seen that movie, Bamboozled? The black dudes were blackface.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Spike Lee movie.
Oh, my goodness.
It was. I didn't see that movie.
Real shit, son.
We're off topic.
That's before y'all's times. Before y'all's times.
I'm joking.
But yeah, Cyborg. I mean, I feel like they're really pushing to make Cyborg, like. Do you think they're trying to make him like a Luke Cage of DC right now? Like, giving him more face? Because we see how well that's working out for Marvel. They got Luke Cage, Sam Wilson. Like, DC doesn't really have anyone like that. And this will be like the first.
And it's like, you know, like the first
big adaptation of someone of color onto the screen for DC.
All the more power of DC to, you know, giving these, giving Cyborg that shine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to do anyone justice by giving him one line, which I bet he has one line the entire movie.
And it's going to be, I'm booting, or I'm buffering, more than likely.
Oh, my gosh.
Really? He only has one line in the movie?
No, talking about in Man of Steel 2, he only has one line.
That's what I was talking about.
You know, save this podcast, because, you know, Tosh Adamus is going to be right once again. But I mean, you know, with that news, Warner Brothers came out and said they're putting nine other DC movies in development.
Count them.
Besides the Justice League movie and
over the span of how long?
Steel 2. You know, within the span of how, you know, how long it takes to get the cast together. So the rumored movies going into development are Sandman with Jordan something Levitt. Joseph Gordon Levitt. I don't really care about it.
What name. About him again?
He's supposed to be in the adaptation of the Sandman.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Metal Men. I'm kind of excited
that's
about.
That's gonna be CGI.
I don't. Yeah, 100 bullets.
I like that.
I started reading that like the first page, but I haven't really gotten into it. I've been still on Lock and Key for the past month or so. So
Fables, which you know, if you're playing, if you're in the games, they're making you know, The Wolf Among Us for Telltale Games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's been really big and successful and stuff like that. So I'm excited to see a Fables movie.
Okay.
Of course, you know, they're going to try to do Wonder Woman.
They try and keep it.
But I mean, we'll see how. I don't see how hard it is to make a Wonder Woman movie. I mean, maybe because she doesn't have, like, a definite origin, but, I mean, I don't really...
Does she have a main villain?
Yeah.
I mean, she has villains. Yeah, she has main villains. Chitara, like that, but yeah.
Did you say Chitara?
Is it Chitara?
Nah, the cheetah. You said Thundercats?
Yo, I've been calling her Chitara for years. I guess I really don't care about Wonder Woman's villains.
Sexism. Yeah, you know what? You have a point. I don't care about Wonder Woman unless it's Gina Torres playing her.
Oh yes,
that's
shout
it.
Out to Firefly.
That's it.
I'm trying to think of other places where she's been and to tell Henderson about her.
Nope, yeah. Don't know.
Gina, she's from Suits as well as Firefly.
Oh, she's in Suits.
Yeah, she's the main boss in Suits. Suits is the USA show with the lawyers, right? She's the main.
Yeah, I love that show. Yeah, Who are you talking about?
She's the black woman. What the Harvey, I think that's answered to all the time.
Oh, that's her?
That's Gina Torres, dude.
Oh, yeah, she's beast. Yeah, I'm trying to slip into her DM.
Good luck.
Guillermo del Toro, he's trying to get the...
Guillermo?
I'm not good with names. Okay, he's trying to get the Justice League Dark together with Swamp Thing. And,
time out. Can we take a back step? You're half Hispanic and you can't say
that. You know I've been raised around black. All
right, my bad.
Yeah.
All right, continue.
Gizmo.
And they're making the Shazam movie. Now, I think Shazam is probably their first choice to, like, you know, jump things off. I mean, he's not the most biggest character, but I think as far as, like, marketing towards kids
that's
as well
exactly
as adults, I think it would have been, you know, the smartest move to try to lead off with that. You know, have his movie first, you know, don't come back to him, and then put Superman out and things like that. It would have been nice. You know, you would have sold a lot of toys. You know, you would have got a lot of parents and kids in their seats. And, you know, I wondered why... You know, this is just now coming into effect, but it's whatever.
That makes sense. They'll be like, this would be like Shazam could be their Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. All right, good job, Omar.
See, I tried.
Pour it straight out of my mouth.
Know what I mean?
And also, you know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, you know, the God.
Yeah.
He's either in talks for the Green Lantern in Justice League or Lobo, and they might make a movie off Lobo.
Give him Lobo, yeah. Give him Lobo.
Really?
Give him Lobo, yeah. Man.
I mean, I think whatever movie he's in, I think, you know, it'll be a good, great success, you know. We all love The Rock. The Star Wars Episode 7 cast was revealed this week. and, you know, looking at the picture, we got a lot of old faces, a lot of new faces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one that really stands out for me is Oscar Isaac, who was in, not Oscar Isaac, but John Boyega.
Yep.
From Attack the Block.
Hell yeah.
Oh my goodness! He was the lead guy in Attack of Block.
Moses.
Moses. He did a really good job in that, and you know it's nice to see some, you know, faces of color.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God knows why they couldn't get Mace Windu.
Nah.
Mace Windu was in the prequels.
Yeah, they're trying not to. I don't know what they're doing, but I know Sam Jackson was like, "Look," he came up to directors like, "Yo, look, I don't care what." It has to be done. I'd like to be part of this. I don't care if you have to give me a new character, bring my old character back. I don't care. I want to be a part of it. I don't care how you got to do it, but I'd love to be a part of it.
And see, that's why Sam Jackson is, like, a favorite in Hollywood. You know, just because he's down for anything. He's like the black Nathan Fillion at this point.
Hell yeah.
But I have a problem with J.J. Abrams.
What's that?
I think everything that J.J. Abrams has done to this point has been trash.
That's bullshit.
Lost, that's trash. Lost was trash.
Didn't you like Super 8?
Super 8 was okay.
I didn't see Super 8.
It wasn't great, but it was okay. It was basically the goodies.
Was that basically Cloverfield?
Yes, Cloverfield was alright.
Cloverfield was garbage. When they revealed the monster, that's when everything went south. The first Star Trek movie was okay.
The I second feel like you're one, the only person in the world who hates J.J. Abrams.
I haven't seen a Star
Trek. Maybe I am, because I wasted 8 years trying to watch Lost.
Damn.
And when I finally figured out that, hey, you know, everyone was already dead or whatever, you know, happened in the finale, you know, God knows. I was just like, you know what? Fuck this guy. So, I mean, you know, of course he did the Star Trek movies and he did the Star Wars movies, so that was a kind of a big thing. You know, Harrison Ford. Han Solo's back.
Alright.
You know, that's good.
I didn't see George Lucas in that photo, though. Lucas isn't a part of this at all, right?
No, he sold the rights to Disney.
Oh. Yeah, he's still part of it.
Didn't he sell it for like $5 billion?
Shh, man. But I mean, you know, he kind of already ruined the Star Trek legacy. But it's like the original
Star Trek, Star Wars.
Star Wars.
It kind of is, though. People will argue that.
You know, it's funny. My father loves Star Wars, and I have a brother on his side. He loves Star Trek too. I never got that. I mean, aside from lightsabers, that's the only thing that put Star Wars above it for me. I never really got that. I'm good with you. You only got two black people in the universe, Lando and who's the other dude? Who's the other one?
Sam Jackson.
Yeah, that's
why
it.
Why is Lando not here? Yo?
Exactly. There's a campaign on that too on Twitter and Tumblr.
Man, Lando was like the original T.I. Like when T.I. starts snitching so he can get out of jail time. You know, but I'm like, you gotta bring Lando back. But in this picture, you know, the cast picture, there are three gods. In this picture I see so far, we got Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, who was in American Treasure, and Andy Serkis, who was in Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Mm-hmm. He played, what was the main ship name?
Caesar.
Caesar. And he's been in the Hobbit movies. He's been in Lord of the Rings. He's, you know, a pretty big deal. You know, he's also doing some of the Hulk. I'm trying to think of what it is when you wear the suit. Motion capture. He's doing it for that, the Avengers 2. So, I mean, it's a big deal that he's a part of this, you know. Hopefully he doesn't try to bring Jar Jar Binks back.
Please, God, no.
Mark Hamill, though, I feel like he did Star Wars, right?
Right.
And the voice acting for the Joker, correct?
Yes.
What else?
He is an American Treasure.
I was about to say, Omar, I was like, that's enough. What do you mean?
Like, that is enough.
That's two in the game and you top five dead or alive, that's it?
Top five, yeah, damn right.
Okay.
You're damn right.
Just ask me.
Look at who he was the voice of. You said the Joker.
That's fine.
And it wasn't like any Joker. It was the animated series Joker, which is the GOAT.
Of that, though. But, I mean, I ain't seen him in any other movies.
He was Luke Skywalker, Omar.
And what else?
Wasn't he the Joker in Arkham City?
Yeah.
He was the Joker in Arkham City.
Omar, you just got to fall back on this.
Right, you got to fall back.
I'm just asking a question, man. I'm just trying to ask some questions. That's all. You know, I'm just trying to understand America.
He also was the voice of Wolverine one time in one of the games, movie? Believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. I remember actually looking this up. He was the voice of Wolverine once, and he was like, yeah, it's probably my worst one. He himself said that was probably his worst thing he's ever done.
Oh, my goodness. I can't imagine that. They also had Adam Driver here from Girls from HBO.
I don't even know.
I've seen Girls.
Yeah, which I'm not upset about, but I'm like, you know, why are you here? And they also said he was rumored to play Nightwing. And
I remember that.
In Man of Steel. You know, that turned out to be a rumor. But, yeah, anyway, how do you feel about these movies coming together finally?
I believe they should have let the series go. I mean, I wasn't a fan of it when they announced it. I was like, no, I'm good.
I guess I'm warming up to it a little bit, but, you know, I'm not excited to see, you know, J.J. Abrams at the heel. I don't see why not.
I feel like he'll do all right. That's his thing.
At least we didn't have Zac Efron and fucking Justin Bieber in here.
Oh, my gosh.
It could be worse. It could always be worse, yeah. Miley Cyrus is new Leia. Help me.
So. Right, at least they didn't try to remake it or some shit. Yeah. Hey, remember when they were talking about bringing, off topic, they tried to bring Back to the Future back, and they tried to cast Justin Bieber as Marty.
I did not know that, yeah. Are you serious?
God, yeah, they were talking about it. They were talking about bringing it back and talking about bringing Justin Bieber as Marty. Wow, like, when he first got big with Baby.
Oh, my God.
And I was just like, oh, my goodness, I hate Hollywood so much.
That makes me hate life, man. Like, why am I living right now?
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, let's get on to our next topic. This week, Call of Duty fans.
I'm back.
Get ready.
I'm in here.
I'll hit that bench then. Let me hit
that. Oh my God. I'm pulling a Brett Favre. I'm coming out of retirement for Call of Duty.
Advanced Warfare.
Tag in.
The first cinematic trailer has dropped this week.
Oh man, I just watched that shit like 10 minutes ago.
Let's discuss it.
Oh my God. It just. Kevin Spacey. Hey, did you see the trailer, Omar?
I'll watch it now, maybe, but I did not see it.
Kevin Spacey just, like, it's just so much that's great about this. Like, I told you in, like, the last episode, or was it the episode before that, yeah. I had announced my retirement to Call of Duty because the shit was old, and I was just over it. But no, I'm back in. I'm back in.
Tried to take me out, but you pulled me back in.
I can't leave just yet.
Now, this one is being developed by Sledgehammer Games, which is a new...
Activision and Infinity Ward are usually a part of Call of Duty series.
Kevin Spacey in the trailer. Not a big House of Cards fan. And the only other thing I know Kevin Spacey of.
He was Lex Luthor. There you go.
And that was garbage.
Yes, it was.
It's like, you know, he was a part of the trailer. And, you know, as someone that is not a Call of Duty fan, this actually kind of looks pretty good, and it has me a little bit excited.
Yeah, I'm seeing it, too. It looks different.
But I will say, every Call of Duty looks like that, originally. Like, when they first announced the new Call of Duty every year, like, oh my God, it looks so amazing, and then it's just like, you know what, it's the same shit. But I do believe this one is supposed to be different. But they also say that every year.
So, I mean, you know, of course they have, you know, new things. They have exoskeletons for everyone. They have other characters. They have new settings and
whatever. Oh, you got the reference?
Yeah, Elysium, I got you.
Yeah, thank you.
But I mean, you know, it looks fun. But I mean, I kind of you know wonder why everyone you know is getting so hype over a trailer when Destiny you know released you know a gameplay trailer and you know, no one's really talking about that. You know, and it was gameplay. This is just a cinematic trailer.
Mm-hmm. You know, because it's Call of Duty.
I guess.
Call of Duty has the biggest cult following in all of gaming.
Speaking of which, I have a story. Some kid in California called a SWAT team on another gamer because he lost and he rage quit. So he called a SWAT team. And this is like a 12-year-old kid. And they came to the kid's house and... you know, basically scared him and everything, and they found out, like, oh, you know, it wasn't a big deal, it was just some kid that was rage quitting, but this is just crazy how, like, this game really makes people just act up.
That's not even my concern right now. How the fuck do you get a SWAT team?
Possible?
How do you get a SWAT team?
Well, it's a hell of a drug.
Well, basically, the SWAT team, the city pays for that. So, you know, calling all these resources, the policeman, the fireman.
But what do you say like to get a SWAT team?
I don't know. You know, maybe call a bomb threat or something like that or say he's going to kill us. I don't know. You know, I don't know the whole story. But all I know is that he called a SWAT team and they came over. They found his IP address and came over to this kid's house and put the fear of God in him. And it's like, you know.
Get the fuck out. Control in the air. Control in the air.
And it's like, white parents, please control and beat your kids. Yeah, it's like, we've been saying this for years, since Columbine. Control and beat your kids. So they won't be doing dumb shit like this.
I can't imagine what it's like. This can't be.
And it's like, the city has to pay for that. This is like, not like, no, couple thousand dollars. This is like, hundreds of thousands of, you know, dollars that the city has to pay to get these resources together. Because a kid beat you in a video game? Like, really, fam?
Hey, Omar, we was talking about back in the day when you can invite a dude over your house And you beat him so bad, he had to call the SWAT team.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
I know those days.
Oh, but no, that's serious. Like, just go to the dude's house and beat his ass yourself.
Right. Beat that man. I mean, I don't know, you know, where the kid lived. The kid that he sent the SWAT team to, I don't know where he lived. Maybe in another part of California.
How about you? It sounds like Cali, a Cali thing.
But I'm like, yo, like.
I know it wasn't Compton.
You know, yeah, you know
where the wrong colors be cautious. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. But I mean, you know, the last thing that we have on our agenda, and please, if you haven't seen the movie, there will be spoilers, so you might want to turn it off and call it a wrap.
I might walk away, I ain't seen it yet.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
I liked it, man. I liked it.
Alright, so it's interesting to hear because we got one person who liked it and the other
one didn't. I understand what was wrong with it. But I did like it.
So Omar, you're gonna be the half full, glass half full guy. Would name the positives in the movie.
I mean, it felt like a romantic comedy to some point, but I think like it was a good way to sell it as well. One dude on Twitter, Chris Brogan, he was like, "Yo, it's no Winter Soldier, but that'll do, pig. That'll do." And they rushed the villains. You could tell there was a lot of red, like with Harry coming in. There was no establishment with him and Peter being really close friends. They should have did that in the first movie. And all, like, he's a goblin now, and you know it went really fast with the villains and shit. But like him as Spider-Man, though, that's God body, so much better than Tobey Maguire, so much better.
Yeah, of course. So Taj, niggers.
Okay, so you know we got all the time in the world. I'm about to talk my shit. Now I am a huge Spider-Man fan. That's my favorite Marvel character. I haven't watched any of the trailers. I heard about the Gwen Stacy spoiler. But I haven't watched any of the trailers leading up to this because I was that excited to see, you know, how the movie was going to come out. Now, the first Spider-Man, the reboot, I was, you know, kind of mixed about. But I, you know, again, it's basically a retelling of something we've already seen. But, you know, it's fun seeing Andrew Garfield, you know, do his thing. I think he played a good Spider-Man in that movie. But the thing about Spider-Man 3, you know, going back, it was too many villains, and they tried to crowd everything up. And they did a horrible job at that. This one, I felt that they did an even worse job than Spider-Man 3 in trying to incorporate these villains.
Yeah.
So you have, you know, Harry Osborn, who just came back to town, and for some reason Peter says, oh, you know, I gotta go visit my friend Harry. I haven't seen this kid since I was 4. Yeah. So you just walk over to his house. Like, you don't call first. You just say, hey, you know, remember me? Motherfucker.
I had a friend named Thomas when I was like 4 years old. If I found out he moved next door, I don't give a fuck.
You're just gonna walk over there?
No, I'm not going over there. Like, 4? I am 23 years old. I don't care about you no more. Like,
and another thing that I didn't get, because I've never, you know, read an adaptation where Norman Osborn dies from like AIDS.
No. It was some kind of, basically, I don't know if that's a real conditioner, but they got some kind of condition.
It was a genetic experiment. The whole
goblin look and everything like that.
It was a genetic experiment, and I'm saying it was AIDS.
This guy.
I'm saying that Norman Osborn has AIDS, and he dies. You know, they get him out the paint quickly.
My apologies to those who have AIDS.
Jesus, dude.
I apologize on behalf of this person right now.
He has A disease, but you're right. They used that as like a. I think he's going to be in the third one or something, but basically, they knocked Osborn out the way and made Harry the goblin, basically. And his.
And like, yo, Harry was probably the best thing about this movie.
He was
like,
good.
I'm not going to even try to pronounce his last name. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to send him a tweet. I was just like, yo, you know, hey. I see you, bro. Like, you did your thing.
Andrew from Chronicle. Man, anyone who saw that
he came
movie.
Through in the room and did the Birdman hand rub. I was like, yo, like, I'm sold. Like, he definitely did his thing.
He's a good villain.
But, yeah, it was just kind of weird, you know. You know, on one hand, I think that Andrew Garfield did an even better job playing Spider-Man as well as Peter Parker. I didn't think he played a good Peter Parker in the first movie. But he, you know, had them both down. I thought Tobey Maguire would have handled them crying scenes better.
He would.
But God.
He would. You need tears? I'm there.
Yeah, he's just like, hey, just, you know, show me some dead puppies or something, man. I'm about to get these tears flowing. Man.
Friggin', They had like some cheesy moments in the series, or whatever. The cheesiest one probably, there's two. There's one, this little kid getting picked on, right? And all so right. He made this little like science experiment at wind turbine. So Spider-Man shows up. He chases off the kids that are
yeah, they, yo, when they stomp because it's a science project. Yeah. God, it's like fuck the science project, B. I was in the theater dying laughing. I'm like, yo.
He talks to the kid. He's like, all right, you know, I'll walk you home. What's your name? Oh, I'm John. What's your name? Oh, I'm Spider-Man. The kid shows up in the end again, like when the Rhino's there, right? And Spider-Man's been gone for like 5 months, and he's like, basically, the kid runs out to face the Rhino. Spider-Man shows up finally. He's like, all right, man, I'll take care of this. You know, you go protect your mom. That was some cheesy shit. That got me.
Yo,
Here's another
part that I really hated. Paul Giamatti. Why the fuck are you paying Paul Giamatti money if he's going to be in a mech suit? They literally paid him to stand around in terrible CGI for like 10 seconds. And it was just like, you know, Paul Giamatti is not a good actor. The highlight of his whole acting career is Big Fat Liar with Frankie Muniz and pre-turn up Amanda Bynes.
Nah,
why? That is the whole
Do you remember, what's that movie with, fuck it, I can't remember.
Is it better?
Anyway.
Exactly, you can't remember probably because it was garbage.
Win-Win is a great movie with him. Win-Win is a
What the
great
hell is
movie.
That?
He's a wrestling coach that takes in this kid. It's a good-ass movie. It's a good movie.
We'll never see
so
it.
So tell me about Jamie Foxx in this movie. Tell me about his role.
I think Jamie Foxx did as well as someone with Jamie Foxx's talent would do in a role like that. It was terrible writing, first of all. They pretty much rushed the script. It felt like they made it in 2 months before the movie came out. Mm-hmm. Like, you remember in Men in Black 3 where they wrote the movie while they were filming it? that's pretty much how it felt like. It was just like, it were a lot of points where you just had to, you know, sit at the screen and just say, like, what the fuck is going on here? I thought Electro did, you know, good with what they gave him. You know, I thought the Times Square scene was great. Mm-hmm. I thought the final fight was great.
The final fight was good. It was like a video game.
I thought the team up between Harry and Electro was great. I thought it was probably, you know, a top three scenes in the movie.
Hilarious.
But but it's just like, as far as a whole, you know, I did not like the way they really tried to rush the Sinister Six movie out.
Yeah.
And I feel like, so it's like they're trying to, you know, push all the pieces on the floor. Like, in the last couple scenes, you've seen the Vulture's wings, you've seen Octopus's arms. They're really trying to rush this out. And, you know, just slow down a bit, you know, pace it out. I mean, at least with, you know, Sam Raimi, he kind of took his time with it. You know, with Sony rushing, you know, everything. And I think they're pretty much trying to rush these movies as well.
You said Sony?
Yeah.
Well, Sony is, like, doing bad right now. They're projected to lose $200 million by the end of the year. But that's a whole other subject.
Mm, I didn't even know about those numbers.
Yeah, I got statistics on you.
Uh-oh. He got numbers on the board.
No more PS4s, guys. We need it.
Well, actually, the PS4
just make some PS4 games.
That's just, yeah, that's where you need to start off. But anyway, we're getting off topic.
Had my shit for a month. Turned it on twice.
But that's your fault.
The worst part about Electro, like, the character-wise, is, like, they made him, like, a... Like, it's like, the typical, like, I'm an invisible guy, like, no one notices me, you know? It made him, like, really obsessive and
he
stuff.
He has
like
the most childish vendetta against Spider-Man.
Yeah, it was bad.
Oh, my like, gosh, Spider-Man,
like,
real, he took my spotlight.
A real straight crook, man. Just, if you're going to do it, like...
So, that sounds to me like the Arrow, and,
Yo, you have failed this and Roy. Movie.
It did feel like the Arrow and Roy a little bit. But, I mean, I kind of, you know, sympathize with Electro when he was in Times Square. And he's like, you know, Spider-Man, I don't know what's happened with me, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's trying to calm him down. I like that part. I really thought if they would have played more of the sympathetic role that, you know, Max Dillon and Electro shared. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, I would have liked Electro a lot better.
Tell him how he got his powers, though. How'd he get his powers, Taj?
Oh, my
God. Tell him how he got his powers, B.
Okay, now, if you know, still sticking around and haven't seen the movie, I cannot make this up. Max Dillon, who was Jamie Foxx, who was Electro, mm-hmm. Got his powers by falling into a vat of electric eels.
Yep.
this is
that's it.
How he got his power. This is it. And it's like, I don't care about Electro as a character, but I'm pretty sure that's not how it's happened. Nah. I was just looking at the, and I was just laughing. It was like every nerd in the theater 7, what up, were dying laughing. I had to give him a shout out.
So is that worse, how he got his powers in this movie, or how Halle Berry got her powers in Catwoman?
Oh my god! I think they're kind of tied.
Now, you know what? This one made least sense, because he's like he's gonna put a cable together himself that's like power, that's like sparks are flying off. All right, what black person you know gonna? I see this shit. This ain't in my job description. Fuck that shit. I'm out.
He didn't even call. He didn't call an electrician or anything. Nope. He said, you know what? I want to do this myself.
They took the day off.
And he got that work. And I'm like, oh my goodness, man. Nah,
I can't believe that. Nope.
But let's talk about the ending, which was the death of Gwen Stacy. Now, how did you feel about that?
Let me tell you. When Gwen Stacy died in the comic books, that marked the end of the Silver Age in comic books. Silver Age, everything was looking all more happy and shit like that. When Gwen Stacy died, that changed the game across the board, because that never happened in any hero story. That doesn't happen. It didn't happen, and that's what made Parker like such a... Parker's a great hero, but it sucks to be him, because shit just keeps going wrong for this dude. So I'm...
Right.
In my mind, they had a scene where they're on the Brooklyn Bridge. He writes an I love you to her. I'm thinking, you know, she's supposed to die there. You know, it wasn't coming into my head that, wait, this is it. They started slowing shit down. She's falling. I'm like, yo, like this is when she dies, man. She's gonna, you know... So I thought maybe they're gonna play with us, and maybe they weren't gonna like, you know, he was gonna save her, and maybe she died the next one. But nah,
because I mean, she had her outfit on, and I was hoping in the back of my mind that you know, they keep her Emma Stone around, because she's such a good actress, and I like Gwen Stacy in these films. I would have rather her, you know, be sent off to London or Europe or wherever she was going, have her disappear for 3. And maybe come back at the end when he's, you know, macking with Mary Jane, you know, who's supposed to be premiering in Spider-Man 3.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they kind of play with that a little bit in 4, and then maybe kill her off then.
It's such a change in history anyway, yeah.
Like, I'm like, you know, that would have made more sense and made me happy than how she died. Now, I'm a terrible person.
Yes.
You know?
Don't even. So, don't even. Don't.
When the Mary Jane death happened, the way it happened, died laughing.
Gwen Stacy.
Yeah.
Tell them how it happened.
She died. Okay, so this is a note for all women. When we tell you to stay behind because it is dangerous, please listen. We're trying to help you. So basically, Spider-Man said, hey, Gwen Stacy,
shit crazy.
Stay back.
Shit crazy.
Oh, no, baby, I want to come. I want to help out. And he's like, nah, stay behind. And, you know, he webbed her to the car. So she got out the webbing, came through, hit Electro with a car, and, you know, helped out, stopped Electro. All well and good. You know, let's end the movie there.
No.
You're trying to push Green Goblin through. So Green Goblin takes Gwen Stacy, and she's falling down his clock tower.
Yeah.
And, you know, Spider-Man's trying to, you know, last ditch effort. Let's try to save her. So... when the webbing finally reaches Gwen Stacy, she's at the bottom, and he grabs her, like, by her, you know, stomach region, and her head and legs thump against the floor.
It was too late, yeah.
Just all of a sudden, like, she bounces off the ground, and I'm dying laughing.
Twerked off the ground.
Just because she bounces like like a Spalding basketball, and I'm, like, not making it up. And I was the only one laughing. People were looking, give me dirty looks, like, hey, chill. And I'm like, you know, this movie is horrible anyway. You know, I might as well get my money worth.
The same person who died laughing when Professor Xavier got shot.
Oh, my God.
First class.
And I would do it again.
Yeah, I moved the seat away from him when that happened.
Magneto hit that bullet away.
You did the Ryu death in Street Fight.
Oh,
here's an interesting thing, though, about that death, where I think they messed up. In the book, for years, Goblin throws her off the bridge. We all know that, right? Spider-Man shoots a web line after her. He gets her about right around her boot, around her ankle, right? And he pulls up, you know, to stop her fall. That's what technically kills her. That, you know, that jerk in the opposite motion from which she's falling, that's what kills her. In the movie, he grabs her, you know, hits her stone, but she hit the floor first. So that's what killed her. That's not the same type of weight, you know what I mean? If they did it like how they did in the book, he'd have to live with himself. I mean, even though even though the goblin threw her, his attempt to save her is what kills her in the end, you know, and that's, exactly. I think that's the biggest difference.
Exactly.
That they didn't put that on Spider-Man too. And I mean, they had him kind of get over the grief pretty fast too toward the end of the movie.
Yeah, they really did. I thought they were trying to, you know, shoehorn the whole Spider-Man No More storyline, they tried to attempt in 3 and failed.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when they did that, I was just kind of like, you know, that's pretty quick. Like, and then you're going to introduce Mary Jane in the next movie. Yeah. He's going to probably date that girl like everything's good. I'm like, you know, y'all got to do better.
They got to
slow down. Slow down and, you know, let's develop these movies. Let's, you know, take a while and actually write the script. Mm-hmm. Have more than one person write the script, please.
That might help.
Like, you know.
It should be noted, too, that he keeps seeing Gwen Stacy's father, Captain Stacy. Whenever he's around her, so, like, cause, you know, he made a promise to stay away. I saw Todd's
tweet. Like,
yeah, Todd's tweet was like, when Gwen Stacy died, her dad should have been there giving Parker that another look, just like, motherfucker, what'd I tell you?
Yeah, like a last dirty look.
What'd I tell
you? That would have been, like, the high point of the movie.
Yeah,
like,
I would have probably
recommended this movie to friends. Like, go see this. This is a comedy. You know, die laughing. But, you know, now I'm like, you know, just... You know, torrent this.
Mm.
When it comes out, just torrent it.
You can do that.
Omar, what is your suggestion or recommendation on this movie?
I mean...
Honest.
It was a B minus to me, man. Maybe a high C plus, B minus, between. It's between there, man. It's cheesy. You'll enjoy it. The fight scenes are cool. You know what I mean? They did some things right. They did a lot of things wrong. But it's not that bad. It's not even that bad. It's a B minus movie, yo. You'll enjoy.
Not listen to Omar. Nah, it is that bad. Give it a D plus to C minus.
Damn, throw some D's on it.
I would say because also the Rhino, his suit is ass. Like his CG suit is ass, and I'm like, you know, we got Transformers on screen and they looking,
true,
you know, proper.
True.
You know,
but wait, you didn't like that last scene though? I love that last scene though. When he comes back.
When he clocked Rhino?
Yeah, when he comes back.
I like that last scene. I just didn't like Rhino.
Okay. That last scene was
I thought his scene was kind of messed up.
Well, I can't give an opinion on it. I haven't seen the movie, but I'll let y'all know next week.
Yeah, you should see it and then let us know what you think, yeah.
I'll be the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so anyway, that was The Outsiders, episode 4.
Yes, sir.
I am Taj Williams.
Scott Winters, John Henderson.
Omar Holman, a.k.a. Scooby Snacks.
And we will see you guys in a few weeks for episode 5.
Yes, sir.
Peace.
Thanks.